From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The United States added 8 countries Thursday to its blacklist of nations it said are doing the least to end the $150 billion worldwide human trafficking industry. Secretary of State John Kerry said the State Department put the former Soviet states of Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan on the list of its 27 worst offenders.
We're talking about slavery, modern day slavery, that still today claims more than 20 million victims on any given time.
The report showed Kuwait and Thailand making efforts to combat the trade in humans, but still under scrutiny. The detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps earlier this year was, quote, wholly preventable. Admiral John Richardson announced Thursday that a report of the January incident was due to several problems with the sailors, including the fact that they were delayed, unprepared, and poorly supervised.
The goal of this investigation was to conduct a thorough review of what U.S. Navy actions may have contributed to this incident.
The report also said the boats committed an unplanned, unauthorized deviation that caused them to transit unknowingly through Iranian territorial seas. And the United Nations Security Council strongly condemning the triple suicide attack that killed at least 44 people and wounded hundreds more at Turkey's busiest airport this week. The council expressed its sympathy and condolences to the families of victims and to the Turkish government. Authorities have blamed the attacks on the Islamic State group. On Wall Street, stocks continue to rebound, the Dow closing up over 200 points. This is VOA News.